Today, Patty and I are talking and listening to each other about various aspects of our spiritual life. I wanted to talk about spiritual journey and what I learn as I go on my spiritual journey. And in particular, I want to relate experience that of recent nature, but relates back to an experience that I had actually about 35 years ago. 35 years ago, my mother suddenly was diagnosed, and shortly after her 68th birthday, she died of cancer. And it was found to be breast cancer, and only about 10 days of duration illness, or at least illness as I knew illness. And that was a very difficult time for me. At that time, I was not a believer. I was very much into human beings making their lives the way they were and being responsible for the outcome of their lives. If you led a good life, you probably would have good outcome. And my life was very good. I was happily married, or semi, so I thought. I had three healthy children. I had a nice home, had a good job, felt importance in that job, and to me, life was complete. During that 10 days that my mother was dying, myself and three brothers spent time at her bedside, time with each other, time with sister-in-laws who had been in the family for a very long time. And it was an enormously positive experience for us. And it was hard to describe, but there was bonding that had never happened among the four of us, even though we were all born within 5 years and spent our growing up years together, myself and three older brothers, including a twin brother who's just 15 minutes older, but never lets me forget he's an older brother. And as we spent time in the ICU waiting room, waiting for an answer as to why our mother was so seriously ill, it just was an incredible time of sharing experiences. Aunt and uncles came and went and visited with us, and friends came to support us. And we just realized afterwards that there was just a real specialness to that experience. But I didn't name it. I didn't have a name for it other than it was just something that happened. But within the next year, as I reflected on that and as I had people relate to me about grieving and death, I realized just how special it had all been. In fact, to the point that my two of my brothers and I had gone to the funeral home and had helped prepare my mother's body for showing, which in the Midwest is a typical funeral experience where you have a showing the night before at the funeral home and then can choose to have the body or not have it at the service the next day. And it was such a great way to say goodbye to my mother and just feel that intimacy of mother and daughter that I knew was going to be missed and was missed. What really probably stuck in my mind more than anything, and it was a fear that felt unjust, but it was a fear that the same thing was going to happen to me at the same age. So fast forward to 2010, and I had been very regular in my breast exams, had had mammogram every year and started much earlier than most women do just because of this non-diagnosis that my mother had had. And my physician realized the fear I lived with and went ahead and I'd had numerous diagnostic studies over the years that fortunately had proven wrong. But then came the summer of 2010, and I had always had my exam done around my birthday, so I'd remember to do it. But that summer, I was going through a decision to end a marriage that was less than positive in what I was experiencing, a lack of companionship. And I delayed it for a couple months, and when I went in and had my exam and when they told me I needed to come back, I really had very little alarm, except I kept thinking, I'm 68 now. Oh my goodness, is this what's going to be happening to me? But I still was in a point of denial about it. And when I came back to have further diagnostics done, and the radiologist walked in with the nurse navigator who's there for cancer patients, I said, I don't want to see you. I know what this means, and I don't want to see you. And what a rude thing, but I just felt like I could just push it out of my mind and it would go away. But here, my worst fear was realized. Well, over the course of from 1976 to 2010, I had really grown in my spiritual life, and I knew that God gives us experiences that we don't even understand at the time, that are growing experiences, that are ways to deepen our faith, but I had not really signed up for this one. So I really became a real basket case, is the only way to describe it. Fortunately for me, that spring before, my friend Pam Osborne had suggested that I sign up to go to the women's retreat from First Congregational that was going to be held over in Warm Springs. And I was quite wanting to go and just experience that whole scene over there. And so I was very eager to do that, and was delighted when several other women from our church that I'm close friends with had signed up to go too. So that retreat was to happen just about a week after the definitive diagnosis had come, and I just really struggled about whether to go or not go, and only because I felt like my friends deserved an experience where they could focus on their own issues and not be worried for Barb and what was going to happen to her in her breast cancer. But having the sisterhood I have, they all came together to say to me, we want you to go. We want you to be there. This is the time when you need to have us be there. So what I can describe for you was a weekend of just being gathered up in love and understanding, having complete strangers walk up to me and say, I just sense that you need this, me holding out my hand and then putting a rock with the word courage in my hand, of sharing tears, love. The speaker, unbeknownst to me, was a breast cancer survivor, and talked about that whole experience, the decision she had made. It was just incredible support for what I was going through. Just unbelievable. And all I could think is, God, you are so good to me to allow this to happen. Just so good. And that was the strength that gave me what I needed to go through the rest of the journey, which was cancer, making a decision to have a bilateral mastectomy, which was not really what I wanted to do at all, but I knew I needed to, that I just couldn't worry about what was left or what might come or whatever, and then finding out there actually was cancer in the other breast that had not been discovered on MRI, and dealing with that, and knowing God was so good to speak to me and let me know that's what I should have done when that wasn't what I wanted to do, and just the caring outpouring of love from the people in this church, from my family, particularly my three children, who each took their role. Beth was my support, took me to appointments, listened when I was unable to listen, and repeated back to me what I needed to know when I didn't want to hear it. My son, who came and canceled a trip to South Africa to come and be with us during the time I was hospitalized, and order a new washer and dryer for me, do a honey-do list, and all those things you need at that time to make life better. And then my Elisa, who volunteered to come and be my nurse, and I said, oh, I won't need a nurse. You know, I am a nurse. I can take care of myself. And then the stories you hear about how horrible it's going to be, I said, oh, Elisa, I don't want you to come. This is just going to be too much work for you. And her saying, I am coming. I am taking care of you. So the three of them just offered me unbelievable support, as well as my close siblings and sister-in-laws and close friends and church family. And it was just the most loving way for God to shower her love down on me at a time when I really, really needed it. So that's my story.
And you're sticking to
it. And I'm sticking to it, Patty. So.
Thanks, Barb. I mean, I'm like near tears here listening to your story. And I've heard it's true, you know, that everybody has a story. And that if you listen to their story, you would be brought to tears. Everybody has a story like that. And I, of course, as you know, have struggled with cancer as well. And I have been stunned by the love that I feel from God through the love that I've felt from doctors and nurses, people that I hardly knew, and my family as well, especially my children stepping up because my husband was in Iraq when I was going through chemo and a complete bone marrow transplant.